podcast. Bring your friends.
Christ. Why? How did you convince me to start this with you? The shit you say sometimes just makes me wonder. It's like, is I high or something? Like,
well, you did have something earlier.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. Sure. I had my Pepto-Bismol.
And I had my coffee, so we're good to go.
Yeah. That's what they, is that a new strain?
That's
a,
it's the pink
the
stuff.
The Pepto-Bismol, bro. It'll be a pink, oh God, no. Chris Garland, everybody. For the people that don't know, which you probably haven't because we've been waiting back and forth for a lot of things to happen, and we've had guests after guests after guests, but Chris actually is, you're the GM, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been there for so long. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the general manager. He's like a general that manages in Springfield, which for those of you who don't know, we're sponsored by Wonder Grove and by Bloom Dispensary, which you can easily go there at 751 South Glenston Avenue. They have a lot of cool stuff, but obviously today they brought us some gifts today, as well as some vape cartridges over here from their line of Professor Krong. So I have to ask you, these are available already, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You can buy them right now at the store, online, pick up through drive-through.
Yep. Drive-through for pickup only, right?
Yeah, pick up. Yeah. Online only.
Online only. Online orders only. Yeah.
Okay.
Go there, catch a show, maybe hit like on the YouTube page if you're hearing it there. So what do you, I've always wanted to ask you this, because every time we see each other at the
He's working. Yeah.
So we'll start talking about business, and it's just us in the corner while Bridget finishes like ordering 90% of the time. Are you a grass guy, a bud guy, or a edible guy?
It's me. I prefer flower and the carts. I've actually gotten a little snobby with my carts recently. Going to the live rosins and full spectrums and stuff like that.
Okay.
Just kind of getting away from the distillate.
Just a little bit.
You don't like the distillate, or
yeah, I mean the distillate's all right, but like the rosins and just the liquid diamonds.
That a little closer to you, right there.
Yeah, like those are, that's where it's at. It's a little bit smoother for you.
Okay, okay, it's not as harsh as the flower when you're.
I'll enjoy regular edibles or RSO.
Yeah, I know. You look like you eat brownies.
That's hurtful. I just want you to know that that's hurtful. But what's going to happen to you later is going to be even more hurtful. So that's absolutely okay.
It's Wednesday.
Okay. A lot of these cannabis companies, like, you know, a typical stoner. You like to eat. You get the munchies.
Yeah.
I can never find a 3X. Like, man, like you would think they'd be bigger shirt sizes that they have.
You would think so.
I don't know.
Luckily,
man.
Like. I'm glad our new merch has been coming in the 3X size and stuff. So.
Yeah, I like, this is one of the shirts that you gave us, and then Eric has one over there.
Yeah.
It's like a little green one, if you want to show that one.
Yeah, trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, oops. Upside down. Yeah. It is very psychedelic.
Very psychedelic, like, I think. I like it. I like how they fit, too.
And they've stepped up, like, we've got hoodies.
Yeah, you have hoodies, huh? Hoodies. Yep. You have some hoodies in there, huh?
Trips are better with buds. Obviously.
Wait, what is it? What's it say?
It says your trips are better with buds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's funny.
That's good. I like
that's
it.
That's funny. Like the logo, bring your buds. Yep. That says bring your friends. That's actually the slogan for the podcast, bring your buds.
Bring
and
your
then
buds.
Parentheses like Z.
Yeah.
Like bring your buds.
So there you go.
So you've been working. How long have you been working with them?
I've been with Bloom since we opened doors in Cape Girardeau in November of 21.
Jesus.
Okay.
That's not that long. It's like 2 years ago. Damn.
Well, you got to think we're still kind of a.
It's kind of a new
market
industry.
From Missouri has not been around for super, super long.
Yeah. So how'd you get from. Well, first of all, what was your background before you started working at Bloom, though?
I was in retail sales in the cell phone industry.
What?
Working for AT&T, Verizon.
You know CIA,
anybody,
bro.
You know anybody in
CIA.
Verizon? I have a bone to pick with them. I have questions.
I didn't work for the corporate ones.
It's just
the third-party authorized retailers.
Oh, God.
Okay.
A little bit less.
So you were the reason that all my calls go to India, huh?
Yes.
That's, yeah. Yep. I, uh, I would look for your number specifically.
Did you hear this podcast? I'm blocking him right now. I'm not even waiting.
God. That'll probably happen someday. People will be like, oh my God, did he really say that?
They say that now. What are you talking about?
They do say that now. Yeah. That's always the funny thing is once you start like growing something, people are like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, yeah.
Well, no, they had an issue before. We had one of our episodes took off.
Oh yeah. Actually. Yeah, we've had that before where episodes get
taken
banned.
Off.
It has not happened in a very long time.
I know. I've been
so I think Eric's gonna say the N-word.
Everybody likes saying Norwegian.
dude, it has to be pretty cool though. Like you got to admit though, like I always see you guys working and I always jokingly say that Bloom has like Chick-fil-A customer service.
Yeah.
Cause like you walk in, it's like, what's up, man? And like you do it with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys have like a Golden Corral rule where you have to learn like two clients and like the
two
strains
clients every day? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is that? I
mean, we really like to make sure that our agents or bud tenders are very well.
Yeah.
Informed.
Which they are.
And then on top of that, just like with my sales background coming from the cell phone industry.
Yeah.
We have this thing where it's called your 5-minute friend.
Yeah.
You're basically, you got to learn as much about that person in front of you in about a 5-minute time to be able to make those recommendations and whatnot. So like, I kind of apply that with some of my team and everybody. Like,
so he is a CIA agent.
Just basically 100%. Just real quick.
Straight from the farm.
To listen to little cues. So like you might come in and be like, oh yeah, talking about a concert that you're going to this weekend. And then making sure she's taking that and tying it back. Oh man, these edibles are really cool to take.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, I've got these carts, very easy.
You guys do that very, very, very well. Like it's kind of annoying because you do it like the same way that not GameStop, but like those type of shops. Like, oh well, you like Magic the Gathering? My man, let me show you what I got here.
Yeah,
like
this just came in.
This just came in hot off the press. It's only this much, but it's this much. Like, you guys do that very well.
Yeah, that one's a sinkhole. I play the Magic of the Gathering.
You fuck with MTG?
Yeah, that
do you really?
My entire wallet. Oh man, I'm a Commander player through and through.
Oh,
my step.
Well, I think we found our fourth. Then we're trying to get together a group to do like 2v2 and stuff like that, and like record it and whatnot. Yeah. It's one of the things we're trying to do. Because I enjoy playing Magic the Gathering, but if I could record it and talk shit on a podcast, like that would be even
there
better.
There you go.
People
See,
watch
although
that.
My stepson, he kind of hates playing with me now.
Why?
Because he wins.
I always go for the competitive deck, man.
Fucking smokes that kid.
I do. Like I like that CD.
He's like, I'm gonna show you what I do to your stepmom, bro. I mean, to your mother. Here you go, brother.
I'd like, be like, yo, hey, you know, I got. That got about a half a joint here. Like I gotta get this done.
He's beating the kingdom quick. Like a turn. He's
this edible's kicking in. Yep. I have to beat you right now. So
like,
yeah.
Poor kid, bro. I like to play D&D. Like D&D is like my thing. That's like the number. Yeah, that's. I don't know. I just enjoy the whole DM and like the whole interaction and stuff like that. Plus, you get like a really good like a group of five people. Like you get one DM and like it can get pretty cool. Like I think it would be great.
Like, so you were in Cape Girardeau.
Yeah.
And you got up here to Springfield. How did that happen?
Yeah. So started out as an agent out there in Cape G, and then probably about is 3 days in, took over as the head of inventory location.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A battlefield promotion right there.
Yeah. Just in the opening weeks, you know, just receiving all the inventory in and starting to learn everything from, you know, what we were going to be carrying, how the industry works in Missouri, and then going out to become an operations manager about 6 months after that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's like one of the best things that you see in the culture in Missouri when it comes to like cannabis and stuff? It's one of the things that you've noticed like as working in that field,
Matt. So the one thing that I found interesting in this industry is definitely all the characters from the just the walks of life that you run into.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll see people and you'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
I would not have ever thought that.
Yeah. I think that's why there's a lot of people.
Especially if it's your doctor. It's like, oh, that explains a lot. Okay.
Bro, right. There should be a shit ton of teachers going through that, bro. They should be giving that to the teachers, man. You imagine, bro, like those teachers.
I know.
They wouldn't sleep with the students. But anyways, I think that it would.
That. I don't know. I have kids. Listen, I don't want to deal with them sometimes.
Chris is like, fuck them kids. I'm like, no, that's not where I was going with this.
No, but have you seen this generation?
Ooh. I don't know, man. I got a kid. I love him. I mean, granted, I, you know, only kid, right? Like,
don't get me wrong. I love my kids.
Yeah.
But I swear, if I get called bro one more time.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I love hanging with my kid. There's not really a lot. I mean, Eric can attest to this. Like, it's pretty difficult for me to, like, just leave. Like, yeah. Even, like, yeah, because it's, like, she's your four.
Kid,
she's
I
was four.
Say, yeah, your kid must not she's be a four. Teenager yet.
Oh, no, she yeah. does this. She still That's does it to this day. She plays the language game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the first yeah. game she learned.
Yeah, that's the first game she learned. Like, when she was, like, two, she would do it all the time. She'd be like, ¿qué? I tell her something, right?
In English.
In English. And she'd be like, ¿qué? ¿Cómo? ¿Por qué? And I'm like, don't. And then no one believed me. And then one day, I think Eric was the first one to catch it. We were here, and I go, hey, go put your toys. ¿Qué? I go, vete guardar los juguetes. What? I was like, listen here. And, yeah, he started dying.
I couldn't help
he's
it.
He's like, oh, my gosh, she really does it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, no, she does it to my wife all the time. It's like, ¿cómo que dice? And, like, my wife, like, looks at her. It's like, I know what you're saying. ¿Qué? I'm like,
oh man. Oh, and then when they get older, it's just a lot of back talking. So
is it really?
Yeah.
I feel like I get the back talking. I think it's just she just whispers it sometimes. I don't know. But it's like my kid gets upset, like I don't know how your kids are, but like my kid is like she just doesn't want to stop doing. Like we're doing jujitsu. Hey, we gotta go. Cause obviously we have to shower. Yeah. I don't want to go. It's the same in school, I think. Like, she just doesn't want to stop doing whatever she's doing because she wants to, like, keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, in a car ride, bro, like, when I took her to see my grandparents and stuff to Texas, bro, all she did was draw. Like, all she did.
She didn't fall asleep.
She didn't fall asleep. She just drew, like, in over 100 pages, just drew. Like, that's what she likes to do, man. Mm-hmm. She's just very, like, I think it also depends, like, on boys, too, like, boys and girls. Like, I think if you have boys, it's
I have both. So.
Well, I just, I have like 18, 19, maybe 20 different nieces and nephews.
Yeah, but you're always 20. Around them.
Well, I can't, it's hard to divide.
Do
your.
Do you not know what Netflix is in your family? That's a lot of fucking kids.
I know what a lot of kids is. Yeah. 20? It's just hard to, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Are you sure there's not like a little brown in your family? Because like that's a lot, bro. 20 kids, Chris, back me up here.
That's not from two parents. Okay, I have, you know, three sisters and one brother. Okay, they're my nieces and nephews. They're not my kids. I mean, I might have
still, bro. That's
I might have 20 kids in different continents.
In different continents. You go to China, there's a kid that looks just like you but speaks perfect Mandarin. You're like, oh shit.
Like blonde hair, blue eyes, ma.
Like
family
guy. Bro, I know of a homie. Bro, I know of a homie who deployed to war,
mm-hmm.
and he saw a fucking ginger, blue-eyed Afghani kid. And I'm like, bro, you know that kid gets picked on. Like, that kid is just one bad day away from getting stoned, bro. And the poor mom's like, I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah, it was a ginger GI is what she did.
And... bro, I'm telling you. Like, that kid definitely got picked up. Like,
oh, for
definitely. Sure, bro. Oh,
yeah.
For sure. Oh, man. This got out of hand. This got really out of hand. Jesus. All right, then.
So, he's finally in Springfield.
You're finally in Springfield.
Yeah.
And you were like, what am I doing on this fucking podcast?
It's like one bad decision leads to another one. It's like, oh my
God. Real interesting characters out here in Springfield, I will say.
From crackheads to like.
Oh my gosh. Lightner.
Oh, yeah.
shopping carts on fire in the middle of parking
lots. I still don't believe that. God damn it.
I believe it. I
have such a hard time like imagining someone just
how can you not imagine that, and yet you drive down a random neighborhood here and you see tinfoil on the window, like, oh, okay, that's not, that doesn't stand out.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying. And like,
I think the craziest thing I saw was like a dude in the, and it was like north side. No, that's not weird at all. Not for me at least. A dude on the north side like taking a dump. Like out
that
like,
one. Okay.
Like,
I thought you were gonna talk about
yeah,
that.
Like just I was just like, ah, okay, this is why I don't come up here. All right, let me turn around.
Yeah.
And then you go to the south side and it's like, okay.
Someone doing that.
Yeah, I see somebody doing that. And it's like, this isn't LA. Get out of here. Here.
Peeing all on the buildings.
Yeah,
I can't believe. I just can't believe that they fucking.
It's like you're homeless. Just walk to California for Christ's sakes. Like,
this is why people need to smoke more weed,
right?
Or do more edibles. I mean, fuck something.
Yeah, meth is bad.
Oh man, Chris. My other question for you was, do you guys have a How do I want to word this?
Carefully.
Yeah. you guys have like a huge lineup of strains. Like huge.
We have a pretty decent little going now.
There's like just, 20, I think.
It's getting about there.
Yeah.
And then we just launched 6 new ones.
Correct. Which is these right here, right?
Yeah. That's why we have
those.
These
are the 6 brand new ones.
So I have to ask you, hold on. Before anything, who comes up with the naming?
Yeah, who comes up with names?
I mean, some of these they've already had the names been passed down from grower to grower.
Okay,
so.
Because whoever named this one, I would care to. This person needs a mental health day. This is called mental breakdown. Like I am not making that up. It is mental breakdown right there. Yeah.
And you can get it at Bloom. And if you want to be like us, have some mental breakdown.
Yeah, it's a jealousy crossed with Cushman's BX1.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
It's the
two of the plants.
Yeah, it's the mom and dad.
Yep. Oh, the mom and dad. Oh, there's a lineage. I got you.
Yeah.
That's why.
Everything's got a lineage. It's a nice.
Now, I'm
going to
ask you, is wedding pie just like cream pie, or is that different?
Jesus
Christ.
Oh,
it's a little bit different.
Okay, a little bit different.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh god. Oh god.
But yeah, that
I didn't name it. I'm just asking questions. All right.
This sounds like a kindergartner, like picked it. Glue dog. D A
D A W D A.
Why not D O O D? No,
there's a lot of that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Then you're getting to a point where you're kind of like,
"Hello, cease and desist."
Yeah, I have seen since the start of a lot of the states becoming recreational, some of these strain names are having to change it up a bit.
Okay,
because they're getting ceased and desist.
Are they? Huh? What about the purple ghost candy? What in the fuck? That is a funny one, though.
That is another new one. That is one of our hybrid sativas.
Okay,
it is a Ghost OG cross with Candyland.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like something out of a Michael Jackson house. I'm kind of.
Now, I just know that the person that named this had to be high because it says apples, bananas, and mints, which is only a combination you'd think of if you're stoned.
Right. The apples and banana mints. Yep. You're talking, there's a blue cross with a gelati.
With a gelati.
Yep.
And a gelati. I've had the vape, the gelati vape.
Oh,
those
yeah,
pretty
the vape.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The description on that one is apples and bananas effectively kills stress and lubricates the stomach.
Lubricates the stomach. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking the guy sitting on the couch is like, what should we call this? He goes, well, I like apples.
I like bananas.
What else do you like? Mints? I like mints too.
They put it all in a blender out of a little bit.
And they go like, this is disgusting. We should make a brand out of it.
And then he smoked.
He had kids too. Watching the, oh my gosh, I forgot the name.
I swear to you, that's how the wildest shit. No, you fucking stop that right now. Dude, I swear to you, that's how the wildest ideas have to come. Like, think about like the guns that we have. like we have something that looked like a kid came up with it and was like, this is what I want for Christmas. Like, little Jimmy, why would you want a phalanx system for Christmas? Like, that looks like R2-D2 with multiple penises. And it's like, just they create crazy shit like that. I think that's the same thing you guys do naming your weed strains. You guys are just like, little Timmy, come here. What's on your mind today? Gummies number 6. That's the name of one of the strains, by the way. Gummy 6.
That or like... could be like with this mental breakdown. So the potential effects you're getting is like an uplifting, like happy effect. So
that would cause me a mental breakdown for sure.
Yeah, when, if I'm feeling too happy, I start to get better.
Could be, you know, they could have been having a mental breakdown. Smoked it. It's like, man, this cured my mental breakdown here.
Like, might be.
It's like, hell, I am not depressed. How did that happen?
Now I got to wait.
I went free dose.
Yeah, now I got to wait a week, but I'm definitely going to smoke one of those. Yeah. I'm definitely going to interested in the mental breakdown one.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
So a little description on that one here for you.
What you got?
Originally released in 2021, the Emerald Cup. Strain was crossed between Jealousy and Cushmints BX1, also known as Mental Break. The inhale is filled with a sweet cake aroma. Then the strain is also kind of may help with your inflammation, appetite suppression due to its terpene profile.
So how is it that you guys know like those things right there? Like, is it like a test group, kind of like the CDC does some sort of shit, or like, how is it that you guys get that? Or is it like per reviews?
So a lot of it is going to be per reviews.
Okay.
You can look into your terpene profiles. Terpenes have been, you can find them in just anything.
Can you explain, like, this is a question I get asked a lot, and I don't know how to explain it. Can you explain what terpenes are?
Terpenes are basically what is going to give the flower its smell, its taste. They also will have, just going back to your aromatherapies.
Yeah.
So like your lavender is known to be like a kind of a release of stress.
Yeah. Makes you horny. I get it.
So like the linalool, that's the most common, that's your terpene. So you can usually kind of associate these to different effects and kind of get an idea of roughly what it is
your
body needs to help heal itself in a more natural
way. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a healing herb, you might say.
Well, you know, this is healing, I guess. It's healing something.
Well, I just know that the American Indians use rosemary, sage, and different things for different reasons.
Bro, you think that's what they were smoking back in the early Catholic days? They were just putting like weed and stuff like that.
What do you think is that thing in Catholic thing? They put that big incense thing. You think that's incense? No.
Weed's been around forever.
It's been around since Jesus
founded on this. They like to claim tobacco. It's definitely probably that and the wacky tobacco.
I'm just saying if you smoked something and then walked up the mountain and then came back down and told everybody you talked to a burning bush, it'd be like, okay, yeah. That was the wacky tobacco.
God, the blasphemy. You don't think so? You don't think if you came up a mountain and you come down with 10 rules that benefit you, maybe? I don't know.
He came down and he smashed him because he was upset, so... Who knows what they actually said?
They were trying to like bang each other. I mean, that
they weren't trying.
Was that the first orgy in the world?
No, it was not the first. No,
you don't think so?
No, the Romans were around before then.
So I don't go much. I have not studied much on the Bible. So
Chris is like, I don't.
I have no idea. I have no opinion. Hail
Zeus.
No, that's
the controversy we were having a couple weeks ago because.
It wasn't a controversy.
No, it wasn't a controversy. It was a conversation we were having about like the wording, translating stuff, right? Because like the word dragon is like old as fuck, but the word dinosaur is relatively new. So it's like, well, did we translate dragon from like the original text and now we're just saying dinosaurs? Because I mean, that would make sense talking about dragons and shit like that, you know? That would make a lot more sense to me. But again, that's just like a controversy that I always like bring up just to make people uncomfortable.
Well, the thing is,
to sleep.
I mean, it's also like, you got to think about it. It's like the telephone game. You're passing this. Yeah. You're passing.
Oh, you're passing. Yeah.
You're passing information along from one person.
Yeah.
at the end of the line, it gets distorted. Yeah. It's not the same as what it started as.
Yeah, well, they had physical evidence found fossils of woolly mammoths around the pyramids. So they surmised.
You think Jesus would ride woolly mammoths? Mammoth
were actually helping build.
Is that what you're trying to say? You think Jesus would ride a woolly mammoth?
I know he would. What are you talking about? He can walk on water. Riding a woolly mammoth? Child's play.
You know, the shitty part about walking on water.
He was probably riding a mammoth and turning water into wine at the same time.
I think the shitty part about walking on water is you probably can't cannonball very well.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I think that would. I don't think maybe he's fucking Jesus, bro. Like,
yeah, well, he definitely couldn't get baptized.
How did Jesus get baptized?
Just saying. You can walk on Mars like.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, bro, I don't know,
Chris,
if he
just wanted you to feel uncomfortable, Chris. It's okay.
I think we've achieved that. I heard an awkward silence.
He was like, I know where I live.
It's like,
that's one of the reasons I was really surprised.
He's going to get religion after this. I got to have to find out if these guys are telling the truth. Is this bullshit?
Yeah. One of the reasons I was really surprised with Missouri is how widely accepted it's become.
Yeah.
Like, and to this day, I don't have like an explanation. Because like we've talked about before, like a lot of older people, like a lot of older people are like, I see it all the time. Like I see it. And you'll see some of them, they'll hide like their little vape. But I smell it and I'm like, yeah, that's not tobacco, grandma. I know what that is.
You're cushion. That's
that. And a lot of people are starting to see like the effects of the opioids and stuff it's had on our country forever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, they're struggling with that into something like this. It's a lot easier. Like,
yeah.
Well, they've actually switched, not all the nursing homes, but some of them have switched to the marijuana pill instead of a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of them are using RSO also.
Yeah.
Especially.
Too.
Is it, dude, do you get people asking what the fuck RSO is?
Yeah, so you get that a lot. A lot of people, and then RSO is just basically stems for Rick Simpson.
Oil. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's
just after who
created it in the 70s, I believe.
Oh,
right?
I thought it was after. 70s? I thought it was like Rate of Stone. You know, it's like
Jesus Christ.
It definitely gets you there. But yeah, it was.
RSO is 3 seconds. Oh,
you'll
shit.
Also see a lot is referred to as FECO, FECO.
Yeah.
It's just a full extract cannabis oil. It's made from the full plant.
It's black and gooey.
So
that's what they give a lot of people who have like cancer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they have cancer, they give them that to help. And that's like the government's been doing that.
The government's been
the
doing
70s.
That for a while for
medical. Since like the 70s, I think, because it's oil as shit. It's old as shit. I
gotta they were probably doing it before that, because you do is just pressing the plant, basically. You're getting the like an apple press.
With a lot of it, it's just like it's just kind of dissolved down in like an ethanol based, and then the ethanol is evaporated out.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that's how you extract it. Okay.
Science. Yeah.
They use science.
Yeah. Unfortunately, everything.
So how would you build a pyramid?
No.
Listen. I would. Too much work.
That sounds like a shit ton of work, bro.
The blocks are only about 8 to 10 tons a piece. I mean, how hard could that be to move around? I mean, in the sand even. I mean.
Telepathically, bro.
Telepathically. So you're saying there are aliens?
There has to be. Like, we've been over this. There has to be. Look at the shit that's in the ocean. It looks terrifying.
They've already...
The ocean. Have you seen the sky?
The government's already come out and said they're real.
Yeah, but it's, you know, if you've worked for the government for a while, like, you kind of start wondering, like, why are you being nice to me?
That's the whole look over
here. See,
when
the government starts admitting something,
slide a hand.
Over here while I'm giving little Jimmy a hand job. Like, it's weird.
I'm just saying.
Or sniffing hairs,
If they're admitting to aliens, what are they not admitting?
Well, Mexico came out with, like, their own aliens.
First of all, they're saying, hey, aliens exist. 50 years ago, they didn't say that. So you 50 after 50 years, you're saying, okay, these exist. Aliens exist. So in 50 years from now, what are they going to tell us that we already know that
the predators, admit? The predators are here. Like, they're constantly
yes,
hunting
we
people.
Do. We are breeding raptors.
Bigfoot is a big rapist. We've always known. That's why we call
there
him Bigfoot.
There is a Jurassic Park.
There is a Jurassic Park. Yep.
You're telling me that's not a documentary?
Oh, my God. Dragon Ball Z is legit. We actually had a Saiyan land here. Frieza has tried to destroy the Earth many times. I'm telling you, dude. Like, nothing would surprise me. Nothing.
I'm just saying.
Nothing.
I'm always concerned when the government comes out and says, oh, this is a big deal. They admitted it. I was like, what are they not telling us?
Yeah.
If they're going to admit this, what are they holding back?
Where is the One Piece? That's all. These are all things that I want to know, but I would not trust it if the government told me.
The government.
You got that reference, my man. All right.
I'm just saying. There's been a lot of different people that made cars that could run on water. And not only did the car disappear, so did the
person.
They
did disappear too, yeah. I'm telling you. It's because they're not smoking enough weed. If everyone in if everyone in Senate and in Congress had to smoke a blunt of maybe mental breakdown.
Definitely of mental breakdown.
Before they had to get in session, we would be in Mars, bro.
Have you seen Nancy Pelosi, her expression on her face? There ain't no way she's coming out there scum and cold sober.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All of them.
Her eyebrows are in continuous state of surprise.
They all do, bro. They it's all just, have to. There's no you way. Have you have to. You have to. There's
I
no way.
Around
I can't.
Every, all
yeah,
I know. I think
so there's no
so
way, bro.
I'm not going to name names.
Well, not only that, all the bad news that you constantly have to hear.
Yeah.
That you don't want to hear. Like, you're just like... Let me do a little bit of coke and then let me do this. And then, you know, I don't know. I'm just exaggerating for effect, but it's like, bro, you can't. Like, you just, it's so sad. Like,
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they do cocaine. I mean, I think there was some in the White House.
They never found out who it was. That dude,
yeah, that's
that
weird.
Dude,
the
I
most,
think it was
the
Batman.
Most,
I think it was
most,
Batman.
The most, if it was Batman, he wouldn't have left the cocaine.
Maybe Robin.
It was Robin. Okay, I can believe Robin. Because he's got to keep up with Batman.
Right.
You do this every night? Yep. I know what I got to do.
Oh, my God. I can see the email now. You think Batman would smoke weed? God, I don't think he would. He wouldn't fight them. He wouldn't fight them. He'd just do jujitsu and put his balls
on. He wouldn't even
do
jujitsu. If he's in his bat cave and he's rolling up a blunt, he's like, Gotham needs you. It's like, I need cookies and milk. I am just too stoned to drive. I'm not going to make it.
God, purple ghost candy.
There I just had go. Purple ghost candy. I cannot fight crime. I cannot fight crime. I just had the purple ghost candy.
Bro, there's no way. That's why I laugh, like, thinking back now about all those dare, especially in Puerto Rico, they were like, do drugs.
Oh,
and
that was
back
that was
now,
a big thing.
Yeah, like the candy. Like, bro, when I grew up and I started, like, dealing with, like, drugs and stuff like that, like, learning how they do that shit, and I'm like, bro, they're not giving this shit out. Look at how much time it takes them to create that fucking product. They're not gonna give this for free. No. Like, fuck no, dude. Fuck no. Especially like how expensive it was back in the day. I'm telling you, that's why I hate going through the drive-thru. It's just feels like I'm doing an actual drug deal. Like, you just hand me my shit and I look around and I hand them my card. And I just like this. Just look, this interaction right here. It just all looks shady to me. Just
no, looks... it's just whenever you use your card, it doesn't feel like a drug deal because I have not heard of a drug dealer that had
Venmo, bro. He could pay in crypto.
Back in the day, people
they
didn't use
crypto.
I'm just saying, back in the day, they didn't have Venmo.
They're using Cash App now.
Is oh, that it? Oh, we haven't. Yeah, we're in the Midwest.
That's where they're.
That's where everything's going now.
To lock it down.
Yeah, I heard
run into a lot of issues whenever you try to Cash App yourself any money, like transfer it. Your bank's like, fraud, shut it down.
That's funny. But, That's funny. They're going to have to become a bank then and give you like a card or something. That's like the next step that they'll do.
Man, they really, what they need to do is just open up the banking to schedule, you know, marijuana altogether.
Do you think it would go down? I always say it should go down to like a 3 or a 2. I think a 3. Just because of
yeah. I mean, what you're talking, we're in an epidemic of people overdosing on fentanyl.
Like hard. I'm sorry, not a 2, a 4. A 4 or a 3, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So fentanyl, I think, is on a three, if I
believe so
correctly.
Yeah, and why that's not a one, I don't know.
Yeah, grain of salt of that could kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, the size of a sharpened pencil will cause you to overdose.
Yeah. So it just seemed, well, I know why they did it, but that's a whole different discussion. But they lumped hemp in with marijuana.
Yeah.
So there's a reason why they did that. But I don't know if you guys do, because there's CBDs you can do too, which you don't need.
It's a Schedule 2 drug. Like, fuck? So weed is a Schedule 1 and fentanyl is a Schedule 2.
Okay. Yeah.
Explain to me that.
Yes.
That's like when the government said that marshmallows and Lucky Charms were healthier than steak.
Yeah. I mean, so, you can get a kindergartner believe that, but a grown adult should not believe that.
No. This just all comes down to they had a different agenda, and
Big Pharma
is definitely
Because I'm pretty sure those little marshmallows, there's absolutely no vitamins in those marshmallows. Yeah.
What would the repercussions for like dispensaries be if it got scheduled down? Like how much easier would life be if you know by any chance?
I mean, because even if it was on the scale, would it still be illegal to put? Because the Schedule 1, you can't use a bank.
But Schedule 1, Schedule 3, they can conduct studies and stuff as long as it's controlled. Schedule 4 and 5 is normally like your analgesics and stuff like that.
So I think
Schedule 3 because of the high potency of psychotic effects that it can have. Because that's why I say Schedule 3. Maybe 4.
Would that be low enough for the banks to say, okay,
Schedule 3, this with you? I believe so. Yeah. I
mean, right now they're working on what's called the Safer Banking Act.
Yeah, the Safer Banking Act
open it up for banking.
Yeah. Which would save the economy. You want to see how easy.
Well, that and drilling for oil would also save.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I'd actually like to talk to someone who's into banking and stuff like that, like into this shit. Like if they were to just unschedule weed completely, would that like fix the economy? I don't know. I think there had to be some control. So maybe Schedule 3, let's say 4. Like how much money would people pour into that?
Yeah.
Bro, if I had money, I'd pour money into that. Like if it was Schedule 4.
But I'm just saying in 2008, they said the only thing that kept the U.S. economy afloat was the drug trade.
Oh yeah, for the crash. Yeah, from 2000 to 2009, it was because they were buying, the bank was taking their money.
Yeah,
because they didn't have any money else. So yeah.
So the only reason that they didn't collapse is because of drug dealers, illegal drug dealers.
You ever heard about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it wild? It's wild to me. It's wild to me.
So do you consider yourself a drug dealer? How's that work?
No, he is not a fucking drug dealer.
No. Because like I myself use it medicinally. So no. Like anything, you see yourself as an agent, just kind of like
more of a pimp. Like I get you. Yeah.
No,
a like pharmacist. A pharmacist. I love it. That's good. Pharmacist. Yeah. Nice one. That was nice.
He's like a feel good pharmacist.
The feel good pharmacist.
Doctor feel good. Is that taken? Would that be trademarked?
That is trademarked.
That's a strain right there. That's a strain. No, that's a strain right there. Doctor Dude, write that down. Hold on.
Doctor Dude.
Chris, this has been awesome, man. I appreciate you having us, and I appreciate you coming, and I appreciate obviously the gift for Wonder Grove and everything, man. This is going to be, like I've said, we always get these for when we have like the locals and stuff, because that way they come. Now these, I know Eric is probably going to attack those.
I know I'm going to take those.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah, those are good. I enjoy them.
But dude, I appreciate you coming, man. I'd love to have you on more often. You're a pretty fun dude to be around. And we've known each other for like 2 years now, I think almost probably.
I've actually only been out in Springfield for a year now.
So yeah.
Okay.
So whole fucking year putting up with me, and he hasn't tried to kill me or anything.
All right.
That you know of. Yeah.
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 Chris Garland, everybody. General manager of Bloom here at 751 South Glenstone, I believe.
Yes. In Springfield. 751 South Glenstone.
751 South Glenstone. Go see him.
If you mention his name, they'll know who you're talking about.
They We also have our stores in out in Cameron.
Okay,
Cameron. O'Fallon and Cape Girardeau. If you're in those areas, you can check out the locations out there. Get your hands on any of these new strains, any of the new Professor Chronics lines, and mm-hmm. some of the fire new merch that they just dropped.
That's yeah, right.
The yes. merch too, which hopefully we'll be getting some hoodies here pretty soon.
I'll have to see what I can see what I can try to work out. I know they're heavy. I like it.
That is good. That is a good hoodie. I do like that. It. Yeah.
Everything that they dropped like here recently, it's been a high quality. High quality items.
Now you can buy the merch in the shop too.
Yeah,
sweet. Yep.
And we have online.
It all for sale. You can order it to pick up in store. So unfortunately,
Blue Medicinals.
Yes.
Can't do any shipping. Something. Yet.
Nah, soon.
They
soon,
are the Chick-fil-A of marijuana.
I did not say that. Their customer service is on par with Chick-fil-A.
Whichever. I said the same thing.
Like and subscribe, everybody.